because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this ninth day of May 2019. And I'm trying to keep from laughing here because I received an email from Steve Elkins. He says, this time they sprayed weed killer on my plants. Clearly written on the marker, carrots and radishes, dead now, weed killer. Either this is retaliation and these landscapers don't know English. Jeez. And the saga continues. Scott in Nevada. Hello, Scott.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Thanks for your format. Have you ever watched the Clinton Chronicles, way they just eliminated people and stepped all over people?
Years ago.
On their way to the to the gubernatorial state house in Arkansas?
Yep. Years ago I watched
you
it.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I think there was an expanded version to that. I could be wrong, but anyway, no, these crimes are reprehensible, and I don't know to what degree that this, what do you think of Barr? You think he's going to be an effective, because this Keebler elf of a, you know what his thing was? He couldn't act because he had skeletons in his own closet with the prison work, working inmates and him profiting.
Yeah, well,
and
Scott, I've got a funny feeling here that a lot of people are starting to get nervous that are currently in government, currently in legislative seats, whatever, everybody pretty much stands to lose. And I, for one, I don't give a damn if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're an independent. I don't care what you claim to be, an adherence to whatever party. I don't care. The wholesale whacking of the weeds that we have grown in our gardens, it's got to be done. It's got to be done. Now, I was not aware of Mr. Barr's part in this. I'll certainly take a look at it. But they did to Barr exactly what they said that they were going to do. They were going to entrap the guy in this release of, this document that was redacted. And he basically said that, look, I cannot discuss. You guys can read this. You can go read it, the unredacted report for yourself. But by law, I cannot do this because there are portions that are marked for national security. And I am precluded by law from putting that information out. They trapped the guy. And now they want to impeach him. Anybody that does anything right, Scott, and a busted clock is right at least twice a day, we all know. It doesn't matter. They're going to try to nail you. So as far as Barr goes, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. my conclusion about Donald Trump and who he's picking, you know, I was talking to a young couple today, and I said that, you know, Trump, he was a deal maker. He figured he could straighten things out. The biggest need were one of economics. He waded into Washington, D.C., didn't know anybody from a communist, from a neocon, and he got trapped. And he's even clamping down on Mr. Bolton right now that's trying to start World War III. So if you're a neophyte, Scott, a political neophyte, and you wade into the swamp, before the leeches suck you dry of your blood, I don't think Trump knows which way to go. He really doesn't.
Well, you know, from the onset, John, he's always been, I don't know who to pick in my cabinet, and they've resulted in bad picks. Hopefully that'll change, and maybe Barr's the beginning of good, solid a placement of people in places that can do, that can enact and affect change. But I'm not seeing... Good grief, I don't even know where to begin. I'll just let you go.
Scott,
you know,
let me suggest this. Trump had some good ideas. Even his fellow Republicans were revolting against Donald Trump. It wasn't just the Democrats.
Oh, you're so right.
It was about the military-industrial complex. It was about our agencies with all the power that they've garnered. They saw Donald Trump as a threat because they couldn't put him, they couldn't blackmail him, they couldn't put him in a political pocket someplace to be watched and cared for, so to speak. So they're scared to death of the guy. Yeah, is he...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, that's because he's a businessman and he approaches this as a real... He doesn't need to waste his time and his golden years, as it were, but he's a businessman, and I think this is a challenge to undermine the powers that be. But he's not a politician. He's a businessman. You've heard this said before, there,
mm-hmm.
John.
Yeah.
But the fact remains that he's... I really think he's an American, but I just think his choices for cabinet picks were just screwball goofy from the beginning. And that's really about it. You know, but maybe he's... But you know what? He had to get this Russia crap behind him. And now we're seeing that anything Russian collusion, you know, I looked up who was the picture, what was the subject matter. I looked up, and there was a picture. I can't think of the two ingredients here, so I won't bother you anymore.
All right.
But anyway, thank you. You have a good evening, and may God bless RBN. And I do what I can, you know, but times aren't easy. You know,
and Scott, I hate to break it to you, they're not going to get any easier.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for your call.
May God bless.
Thank you. U.S. government media network extols press freedom after firing journalist over Soros report. There just is no safe haven anymore, is there? Except here. It's ironic that just weeks after firing journalists behind a broadcast critical of left-wing billionaire George Soros, the head of the U.S. government's international media networks is proclaiming his support for press freedom. U.S. Agency for Global Media, it's the USA GM, Chief John F. Lansing, an Obama appointee, issued a heartfelt statement a few days ago reaffirming his commitment to the fundamental principles of press freedom. In the document titled Fighting for Press Freedom Today and Every Day, Lansing assures the world that his agency will continue to report the truth, though it's recently cost the USA GM journalists their jobs. The occasion was World Press Freedom Day, celebrated on May 3rd, and Lansing expresses deep concern that his taxpayer-funded agency continues to witness firsthand how a free and independent media is deteriorating worldwide. Posted on the agency's website and dispersed worldwide, the document goes on to say, "Despite some very dark moments, we have not been silenced. We will continue to report the truth. We will continue to find new ways to get independent reporting and programming to global audiences who rely on it. Yeah, can you see the problem here? Okay, but let me continue. Bear with me. Humor me for a moment. And we will continue to carry through our mission to inform, engage, and connect people around the world in support of freedom and democracy. Yep, there's that word again. Today and every day, I'm proud to be a part of this organization and call these brave men and women colleagues as we stand together for press freedom. Now, Lansing conveniently omits that he recently utilized Stalinist techniques to retaliate against USAGM journalists and producers involved in the Soros piece. The Spanish language segment aired on May of 2018 on television Marti, it's called, and was available for a month online until it caught the eye of the scandal-plagued senator tried for bribery and corruption. Eight reporters and editors at the publicly funded media outlet were terminated, and at the request of the disgraced senator, New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez, Lansing ordered a review of all content to address patterns of unethical, unprofessional, biased, or substandard journalism. Hell, that's an indictment against every American company, isn't it? As employees at the Miami, Florida-based Marti headquarters said in a local newspaper report, the environment has been created by the upper hierarchy of the Agency for Global Media is repressive. People write with fear. Adjectives are no longer used. Television Marti and its radio counterpart operates under the Office of Cuba Broadcasting and comprise one of the USAGM's five international multimedia networks. The others are Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia, Middle East Broadcasting. The media outlet gets about $685 million a year from the American taxpayer and reportedly reached 345 million people worldwide in 59 languages. Boy, I just had a thought. Give me $685 million a year and see how many people I inform of the truth. Whoa. The global media agency was created to counter disinformation spread by oppressive regimes abroad. USAGM website states that its mission is to inform, engage, and connect with people around the world in support of freedom and democracy. Television and Radio Marti were created to promote freedom and democracy by providing the people of Cuba with objective news and information programming. The Soros broadcast focused on his effort to cripple sovereign governments in Latin America. Judicial Watch was cited as a source because of it investigated State Department funding of Soros groups in Colombia and published a report on Soros initiatives to advance a radical globalist agenda in Guatemala. Judicial Watch also released a special report on documenting the finance and staffing nexus between Soros Open Society Foundation and the U.S. government. And in that document, Judicial Watch connects the dots between U.S.-funded entities and OSF affiliates to further the Hungarian-born philanthropist agenda seeking to destabilize legitimate governments, erase national borders, target conservative politicians, finance civil unrest, subvert institutions of higher education, and orchestrate refugee crisis for political gain. Now, does that really surprise me? Wow. Yeah. Media network, U.S. government, USGMN. Thank you very much. Promoting democracy around the world. Well, the world already has democracies. There's only a few on this planet that have a true republic, and you're helping to shut this one down. Yeah. Give me $600 and some million? What do you think I'd be able to do with that, folks? I would own my own shortwave transmitter. I would broadcast to the world on shortwave. I would have radio outlets around this country. We'd have backups to our backups. Hell, with that kind of money, we could launch our own damn satellite. But no. Taxpayers are going to fund people that are advancing the cause that they're there to protect people, and actually they're there to shut them down. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, there's another video we have posted on republicbroadcasting.org. And I saw the video. Big bad cop body slams a woman because he's filming the arrest of her relatives. Peacefully. The relatives were peaceful. What's that, Mark? Or Sam? I heard you. What'd you say? It was funny? Okay. Let me not probe that statement any further. California's Rio Vista Police Department has launched an internal investigation after cell phone video surfaced showing the brutal force used by an officer during a routine traffic stop over the weekend. Rio Vista Police Chief Dan Daly said in a statement that the investigation will focus on determining whether the unidentified offending officer, used excessive force during the Sunday altercation. Police say the vehicle was stopped because it had a suspended registration. It wasn't suspended, folks. It was just not renewed. As many of you have already gone, and I myself included, have begun the expiration, gone by the expiration date of my yearly fees to the state for registration purposes. Footage of the traffic stop was captured by Deshauna Payne, a relative of the individuals who had been pulled over by law enforcement officers. Local media reports indicate Payne was called to the scene by a detained family member so she could record the officer's behavior for transparency. Sounds like a plan to me. Payne's cell phone recording begins with her explaining to the viewers that Mia Thomas, her daughter, was having her car impounded because she had, according to police, failed to pay $14 for her car registration. Payne rejects the notion, saying the registration is paid for and has insurance. Now, the frustrated mother arrived at the scene with her second daughter, who also opted to film the officers. Within moments, the daughter appears to walk near the impound vehicle, prompting one officer to grab and drag her away from the so-called crime scene. Just as Payne calls out to the officer for manhandling, said officer picks the daughter up and body slams her to the ground. So, we're the police, and you don't screw with us. I said something last hour, kind of tongue-in-cheek. But there was a note of seriousness to that. Because anymore, when I see a cop, I have all these little reels of information just whirling through my head. And the only thing I want to do is get the hell away from him as fast as humanly possible. And this police state, folks, I'm going to do an A to Z on you here in a few minutes. And in this police state, if this continues at this pace, I'm going to pull out my crystal ball here. It's not going to be too much longer that people see you rolling through neighborhoods. And we're not talking inner city here. We might be talking about middle class America communities. You start showing up, and people may be holding something more than just a cell phone recording you. You know, here's a message for the cops out there. If you cannot distinguish, if you do not have the self-awareness to understand when you face a real threat, get the hell out of the police departments. Okay? Go be a greeter at Walmart. I'm sorry, you can't. They did away with that job. Go be a private security. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Do we really want to let them loose on the American public? I was going to say they could become college police, but the college police act just like the regular cops. Just find another job, okay? And as Sam said earlier, Maybe we should stop taking these guys that have full military training, have been in battle, and they think they're still in a battle on the streets of America. The way we used to do it is we put them through the police academy and train them as we needed them to be trained.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. I got some news to tell about the wildlife. Here comes the doctor in charge of woman. She's got some wildlife. And not the way you like it. Oh, there's a wildlife. I'll rest the sun.
You know, it just occurred to me that this guy in Arizona doesn't even know who the hell I am. Because he called in to ask you how to spell my name. He doesn't know who I am. Hey, Anthony. The problem with you is you get on the program and you bring up 92 different subjects. And then you claim that I'm trying to censor you. I'm not trying to censor you. you haven't listened to this program or this network for very long. Sit down a while, keep your mouth shut, keep your ears open. You'll find out who and what I am and who this network is, okay? We've covered it from A to Z, my friend, A to Z. And if you're worried about censorship, go start your own podcast. Get your own audience. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You know, I've been thinking for the last couple of years, and I think I'm getting ready to put it into action. As far as these motor vehicle laws go, or regulations, driver's license, registration, I'm thinking of putting it in a crapper now. Doing it in a way to where, because, I mean, if they could harass you because your registration is expired, what is the point of even having it in the first place?
Well, I've always wondered why we have to pay a yearly fee.
Exactly.
Yeah. Once you register a car, the registration doesn't change until the car changes hands, and they issue you a plate. There's no reason why you've got to change out plates every year or every couple of years. Make the plate that goes with the car. When it changes hands, change the registration, change the plates. But you see, it's a money-making mechanism.
Yeah, and not only that, it seems to be you're most vulnerable when you're in your car.
Yeah.
This is you're most vulnerable when you're in your car.
Yeah.
Now, for years I've been getting license, registration, insurance, and I've been thinking for the last couple of years, I think it's time to change my status with this. It would be helpful if you could give some suggestions on how to go about getting out of this system as far as motor vehicle goes, because I am fed up with it.
Chance, the reason I'm laughing is because I haven't had a driver's license in over 25 years. My vehicle is insured and it's registered, and I keep that paperwork straight. When police pull me over and I show them an expired license, they go, "This is expired." And I just look at them and go, "Oh, really?" You know, so there's no intent to knowingly break the law. "Oh, it's really expired?" And I just look at them with dismay on my face, like, And they just look at me, and they just hand the license back to me, and they're on their merry way.
Well, from what I understand, John, you're not the only one. There's quite a few people in the country that do that, too. Now, I just don't know how to go about doing it, but I'm getting so fed up with these reports and things I'm hearing. And like I said, on the roads is where you're most vulnerable now.
To
police brutality and all this nonsense, and I figured, why take the risk? I mean, just throw it all in the crapper and go about it a different way. And that's what I think I'm getting ready to do myself.
Well, as I stated many times prior to this, Chance, there was a case with the Michigan. It went to the Michigan courts, and they considered the case, and they kicked it out. Because the licensing bureau up there, somebody brought to their attention, well, wait a minute here. You guys are mandating that people get driver's licenses, and before, the only people that were required to have a driver's license and be inspected and detected by the state was if you were involved in commerce.
Commerce, exactly.
Okay, exactly. And let me finish. For the benefit of those that don't know who the hell I am or where I stand on this, and I've said that, look, that case, they almost let the case go to trial, and then somebody made the suggestion that, wait a minute, now let's think this thing through, because how many people have we jailed? How much property have we confiscated? How many billions of dollars is this going to cause the respective states if we get up there and then change this to the way it used to be? If you look on all the taxi cabs and trucks, gas trucks, I don't care, UPS trucks, you will notice on there that you have a number that's issued to them by the federal government. Why is the federal government coming across state lines and licensing and regulating into the sovereign states? Just saying, Chance. Is he still there? Yeah, I know, but I wanted to know if he was still there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Chance, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right.
Anything? You know, I think it's time for people en masse to take this source of revenue away from them. When they started changing the definitions of traveler to motor vehicle operator to driver, this is how they locked us into this nonsense. And we're feeding the beast. And I know there's thousands of people across this country that are driving without a license. And you can do it. I'm so fed up with this nonsense, and I'm ready to put my foot down too.
Well, you're only going to increase your chances in your travels into different jurisdictions and different PD, you know, from here to Cucamonga, and you're going to run the chance of you don't have a driver's license. Okay, we're just going to impound your car, and we're going to handcuff you, and we're going to kidnap you and throw you in jail.
But we're damned if we do, and we're damned if we don't.
In this entire system in this country, we're damned if we do and damned if we don't, Chance, and I'm going to get into that. I thank you for your call, sir. I want to get this out of the way before I move on to the story, the A to Z story, and this is a great one. And this is to the guy in Nevada, to address him on this one. John Bolton on Venezuela, it's a very delicate moment. Yeah, well, President Trump is now questioning his administration's aggressive strategy in Venezuela following the failure of the U.S.-backed effort to oust President Nicolas Maduro, complaining he was misled about how easy it would be to replace the socialist strongman with a young opposition figure, according to his administration officials and White House advisors. The president's dissatisfaction has crystallized around the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, and what Trump has groused in an interventionist stance at odds with his view that the United States should stay out of foreign quagmires. And by the way, there's an argument that was put forth in an article, it's on the website, about how Israel is dragging us into an Iranian war. That aside, let me get back to this. Trump has said in recent days that Bolton wants to get him into a war, a comment that he has made in jest in the past, but now betrays his more serious concerns, one senior administration official said. The administration's policy is officially unchanged in the wake of the fizzled power play last week by U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido, or however you say his name, but U.S. officials have since been more cautious in their predictions of Maduro's swift exit, while reassuring what one official described as the likelihood of a diplomatic long haul. U.S. officials point to the president's sustained commitment to the Venezuela issue from the first weeks of his presidency as evidence that he holds a realistic view of challenges there and does not think there is a quick fix. But Trump nevertheless complained over the past week that Bolton and others underestimated Maduro, according to three senior administration officials who, like others interviewed for this story, spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private deliberations. Trump has said that Maduro is a tough cookie and that aides should not have led him to believe that the Venezuelan leader could be ousted last week when Guaido led mass street protests that turned deadly. Instead, Maduro rejected an offer to leave the country and two key figures in his government backed out of what Bolton said had been a plan to defect. Maduro publicly mocked Trump in response, who said he wasn't going anywhere, saying the United States had attempted a foolish coup. So there's much more to this story, but you get the gist of this. Trump is eyeballing his advisors. He is looking at the people in his own cabinet that he has appointed. And, you know, I can get the complaint once again, and if we use the businessman walks into town and can make a better deal, that's who Trump is. He didn't know politics. He didn't know how dirty they were. He figured if he ran on a Republican ticket, if he was a Republican and did conservative things and talked the conservative talk, quacked the conservative quack, that somehow that people within the Republican Party would back him. But that was not the case, was it? This guy has unearthed more crap in Washington, D.C. than anybody has ever been able to shake a stick at. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred. Hello, Fred. Is Fred there? Going once for Fred. Going twice for Fred. Okay, no Fred. Let's move on. Now, not very often do people do news stories that, well, gets to the heart of the matter. And John W. Whitehead put together what I would say is a sterling article. And he starts out his article by putting up Professor Neil Postman, that wrote a book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, Discourse in the Age of Show Business. And the excerpt that he chose out of that book, when a population becomes distracted by trivia, when cultural life is redefined as a perpetual round of entertainments, when serious public conversation becomes a form of baby talk, when, in short, a people become an audience and their public business a vaudeville act, then a nation finds itself at risk. A culture death is a clear possibility. Now, Whitehead writes, "What characterizes American government today is not as much dysfunctional politics as it is ruthlessly contrived governance carried out behind the entertaining, distracting, and disingenuous curtain of political theater." And what the political theater is, diabolically, Shakespearean at times, full of sound and fury, yet in the end, signifying nothing. Played out on a national stage and eagerly broadcast to a captive audience by media sponsors, this farcical exercise in political theater can, at times, seem riveting, life-changing and suspenseful, even for those who know better. Week after week, the script changes. Donald Trump tweets Congress hearings on Robert Mueller's Russia probe, the military's endless war drums, the ever-widening field of candidates for the 2020 presidential race, etc., etc. And I would add here, tune into Fox News and you think that you're watching an election year and the tallies are ready to come in. That's all they talk about is politics. With each new script, back to story, with each new script following on the heels of the last, never any let up, never any relief from the constant melodrama. The players come and go. The protagonists and antagonists trade places. And the audience members are quick to forget past mistakes and move on to the next spectacle. Now, all the while, a different kind of drama is unfolding in the dark backstage, hidden from view by the heavy curtain, the elaborate stage sets, colored lights, and parading actors. Such that it is the realm of political theater with all of its drama, vitriol, scripted theatrics is what passes for transparent government today, with elected officials entrusted to act in the best interest of their constituents, routinely performing for their audiences and playing up to the cameras while doing very little to move the country forward. Yet behind the footlights, those who really run the show are putting into place policies which erode our freedoms and undermine our attempts at contributing to the workings of our government, leaving us none the wiser and bereft of any opportunity to voice our discontent or engage in any kind of discourse until it's too late. It's the oldest con game in the books, the magician's sleight of hand that keeps you focused on the shell game in front of you while your wallet is being picked clean by ruffians in your midst. Indeed, while mainstream America has been fixated on the drama-filled reality show being televised from the White House, the American police state has moved steadily forward. Set against the backdrop of government surveillance, militarized police, SWAT team raids, asset forfeiture, eminent domain, over-criminalization, armed surveillance drones, whole body scanners, stop-and-frisk searches, roving viper raids, and the like, all of which have been sanctioned by Congress, the White House, and the courts. Our constitutional freedoms have been steadily chipped away at, undermined, eroded, whittled down, and generally discarded. And our losses are mounting with each passing day. Free speech, the right to protest, the right to challenge government wrongdoing, due process, a presumption of innocence, the right to self-defense, accountability and transparency in government, privacy, press, sovereignty, assembly, bodily integrity, representative government, all of these and more have become casualties in the government's war on the American people. The American people have been treated like enemy combatants, to be spied on, tracked, scanned, frisked, searched, subjected to all manner of intrusion, intimidated, invaded, raided, manhandled, censored, silenced, shot at, locked up, and denied due process. And none of these dangers has dissipated. They have merely disappeared from our televised news streams. The new boss has proven to be the same old boss, and the American people, the permanent underclass in America, has allowed itself to be so distracted and divided that they have failed to notice the building blocks of tyranny laid down right under their noses by the architects of the deep state. Frankly, it really doesn't matter what you call the old or the new boss, the deep state, the controllers, the masterminds, the shadow government, the police state, the surveillance state, the military-industrial complex, ad nauseum. So long as you understand that no matter who occupies the White House, it is a profit-driven, unelected bureaucracy that's actually calling the shots. In the interest of liberty and truth, here's the A to Z primer to spell out the grim realities of life in American police state that nobody is talking about anymore. A is for the American police state. A police state is characterized by bureaucracy, secrecy, perpetual wars, a nation of suspects, militarization, surveillance, widespread police presence, and a citizenry with little recourse against police actions. B is for our battered Bill of Rights. In the cop culture that is America today, where you can be kicked, punched, tasered, shot, intimidated, harassed, strip-searched, brutalized, terrorized, wrongfully arrested, and even killed by a police officer, and that officer is rarely held accountable for violating your rights, the Bill of Rights doesn't really amount to much now, does it? C is for civil asset forfeiture. This governmental scheme to deprive Americans of their liberties, namely the right to property, is being carried out under the guise of civil asset forfeiture, a government practice wherein government agents, usually the police, seize private property they suspect may be connected to criminal activity. Then, whether or not any crime is actually proven to have taken place, the government keeps the citizens' property. D is for drones. It is estimated at least 30,000 drones will be airborne in American airspace by 2020, part of an $80 billion industry. Although some drones will be used for benevolent purposes, many will also be equipped with lasers, tasers, and scanning devices, among other weapons, all aimed at, you guessed it, you, we the people. E is for electronic concentration camp, and the electronic concentration camp, as I have dubbed the surveillance state, all aspects of a person's life are policed by government agents, and all citizens are suspects. Their activities monitored and regulated, their movements tracked, their communications spied upon, and their lives, liberties, and pursuit of happiness depended on the government say-so. F is for fascism. A study conducted by Princeton and Northwestern University concluded that the U.S. government does not represent the majority of American citizens. Instead, the study found that the government is ruled by the rich and powerful, or the so-called economic elite. Moreover, the researchers concluded that the policies enacted by this governmental elite nearly always favor special interest and lobbying groups. In other words, we are being ruled by an oligarchy, disguised as a democracy, or give it a name, I don't care what you call it, and arguably on our way towards fascism, a form of government where private corporate interests rule, money calls the shots, and the people are seen as more as just mere economic units. G is for grenade launchers and global police. The federal government has distributed more than $18 billion worth of battlefield-appropriate military weapons, vehicles, and equipment, such as drones, tanks, grenade launchers, to domestic police departments across the country. And as a result, most small-town police forces now have enough firepower to render any citizen resistance futile. Now take those small-town police force, train them to look and act like a military, and then enlist them to be part of the United Nations Strong Cities Network program. And you not only have a standing army that operates beyond the reach of the Constitution, but one that is part of a global police force. H is for hollow point bullets. The government's efforts to militarize and weaponize its agencies and employees is reaching epic proportions, with federal agencies as varied as the Department of Homeland Security, Social Security Administration stockpiling millions of lethal hollow point bullets, which violate international law. Ironically, while the government continues to push for stricter gun laws for the general populace, the U.S. military arsenal of weapons makes the average American handgun look like a tinker toy. I is for the Internet of Things, in which Internet-connected things will monitor your home, your health, your habits in order to keep your pantry stocked, your utilities regulated, and your life under control and relatively worry-free. The key word here, however, is control. This connected industry propels us closer to a future where police agencies apprehend virtually anyone if the government thinks they have maybe committed a crime. Driverless cars populate the highway, and a person's biometrics are constantly scanned and used to track their movements, targeting them for advertising and keeping them under perpetual surveillance. J is for jailing for profit. having outsourced their inmate population to private prisons run by private corporations, this profit-driven form of mass punishment has given rise to a $70 billion a year private prison industry that relies on the complicity of state governments to keep their privately run prisons full by jailing large numbers of Americans for inane crimes. K is for Kentucky versus King. In an 8-1 ruling, the Supreme Court ruled that police officers can break into homes without a warrant, even if it's the wrong home, as long as they think they have a reason to do so. Despite the fact that the police in question ended up pursuing the wrong suspect, invaded the wrong apartment, violated just about every tenet that stands between us and a police state, and the court sanctioned the wireless raid, leaving Americans with little real protection in the face of all manner of abuses by law enforcement officials. L is for license plate readers, which enable law enforcement and private agencies to track the whereabouts of vehicles and their occupants all across the country. This data, collected on tens of thousands of innocent people, is also being shared between police agencies, as well as with the fusion centers and private companies. This puts Big Brother right in the driver's seat. M is for Maine Corps. Since the 1980s, the U.S. government has acquired and maintained, without warrant or court order, a database of names and information on Americans considered to be threats to the nation. As Salon reported, this database, reportedly dubbed Maine Corps, is to be used by Army and FEMA in times of national emergency or under martial law to locate and round up Americans seen as threats to national security. As of 2008, there were some 8 million Americans in the Maine Corps database. We used to call it the Red List or the Blue List. One where you were targeted for elimination, then one where you might be put in a re-education camp, and then we'll see if you're good boys and girls so we don't have to kill you. Not joking. N is for no-knock raids. Owing to the militarization of the nation's police forces, SWAT teams are now increasingly being deployed for routine police matters. In fact, more than 80,000 of these paramilitary raids are carried out every year. That translates to more than 200 SWAT team raids every day in which police crash through doors, damage private property, terrorize adults and children alike, kill family pets, assault or shoot anyone that is perceived as threatening, and all in the pursuit of someone merely suspected of a crime, usually possession of some small amount of drugs. O is for over-criminalization and over-regulation. Thanks to an overabundance of 4,500-plus federal crimes and 400,000-plus rules and regulations, it's estimated that the average American actually commits 3 felonies a day without even knowing it. As a result of this over-criminalization, we're seeing an uptick in Americans being arrested and jailed for such absurd violations as letting their kids play at a park unsupervised, collecting rainwater and snow runoff on their property, growing vegetables, this one's for you, Steve, growing vegetables in their yard, and holding Bible studies in their living rooms. P is for pathocracy and pre-crime. When our government treats us as things to be manipulated, maneuvered, mined for data, manhandled by police, mistreated, and then jailed in profit-driven private prisons, if we dare step out of line, we're no longer operating under a constitutional republic. Instead, we are experiencing a pathocracy, which I think is a cool little word, tyranny at the hands of psychopathic government, which operates against the interest of its own people except for favoring certain groups. Couple that with the government's burgeoning pre-crime programs, which will use fusion centers, data collection agencies, behavioral scientists, corporations, social media, and community organizers, and by relying on cutting-edge technology for surveillance, facial recognition, predictive policing, biometrics, behavioral epigenetics, in order to identify and deter so-called potential extremists, dissidents, or rabble-rousers. Bear in mind that anyone seen as opposing the government, whether they're left, right, or someplace in between, is now, guess what, viewed as being an extremist. Q is for qualified immunity. This allows officers to walk away without paying a dime for their wrongdoing. Conveniently, those deciding whether the police officer should be immune from having to personally pay for misbehavior on the job all belong to the same system, all cronies with a vested interest in protecting the police and their infamous code of silence. City and county attorneys, police commissioners, city councils, and the judgy-wudgies as well. R is for the roadside strip searches and blood draws. The courts have increasingly erred on the side of giving government officials, especially the police, vast discretion in carrying out strip searches, blood draws, and even anal probes for a broad range of violations. No matter how minor the offense, in the past, strip searches were resorted to only in exceptional circumstance where police were confident that a serious crime was in progress. In recent years, however, strip searches have become routine operating procedures in which everyone is rendered a suspect and as such is subjected to treatment once reserved for only the most serious of criminals. S is for the surveillance state. On any given day, the average American going about his daily business will be monitored, surveilled, spied on, tracked in more than 20 different ways by both government and corporate eyes and ears. A byproduct of this new age in which we live, whether you're walking through a store, driving your car, checking email, or talking to friends and family on the phone, you can be sure that some government agency, whether the NSA or some other entity, is listening in and tracking your behavior. This doesn't even begin to touch on the corporate trackers that monitor your purchases, web browsing, Facebook posts, and other activities taking place in the cyber sphere. T is for tasers. Non-lethal weapons such as tasers, stun guns, rubber pellets, and the like have been used by police as weapons of compliance more often and with less restraint, even against women and children, and in some instances even causing death. These non-lethal weapons also enable police to aggress with the push of a button, making the potential for overblown confrontations over minor incidents that much more likely. A taser shockwave, for instance, can electrocute a crowd of people at the touch of a button. I'll have to do a follow-up on the taser shockwave. It's some of their new technology that they can zap a bunch of people. U is for the unarmed citizen shot by police. No longer is it unusual to hear about incidents in which police shoot unarmed individuals first and ask questions later, often attributed to fear for their safety. Yet the fatality rate of on-duty patrol officers is reported far lower than many other professions, including construction, logging, fishing, truck driving, and even trash collection. V is for Viper Squads, so-called soft target security inspections, carried out by roving Viper task forces comprised of federal air marshals, surface transportation security inspectors, transportation security officers, behavior detection officers, and explosive detection canine teams, are taking place whenever and wherever the government deems appropriate at random times and places and without needing the justification of a particular threat. I'm sorry, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 to go, and I ran out of time. Read the rest of them and pass this on to your friends and neighbors, folks. It's time we start passing this information, because if you ain't noticed, the entire news media run by the Z people in this country have choked that off. They're throwing people off of the social medias that are extremists, that are bringing information on the Constitutional Republic and its violations. It's going to be up to you to spread the information, because all avenues are being shut down. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the country, and that doesn't exclude you women either. Thank you for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.